This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, May 13th. Well, the wheat markets continued to get consistent selling pressure last week. We were down 13 in Chicago for the week, Kansas City down 14, Minneapolis up 2. Corn was down 20, soybeans down 34. So you can see where some of the pressure is coming from. We're just getting a kind of a meltdown in the row crops. A big part of that, of course, is the breakdown in the U.S.-China trade negotiations. But also, especially in soybeans, we're looking at significant planting delays across the Midwest. And so you're likely going to see a shift in acres from corn over to soybeans. And that's adding to the pressure in soybeans. So there's an extremely negative attitude in the soy complex, understandably, looking at more acres, and yet our trade negotiations just kind of melting down here as we speak. And in the corn, the inability to confirm some trade negotiations or the trade deals with Canada, Mexico, that's looking pretty tough for corn as well. Those are huge customers for us. And then, of course, in wheat, we're looking at harvest beginning here in just a few weeks, and we're looking at a pretty big hard red winter wheat crop. The crop report on Friday added to some of that negativity, certainly in corn and soybeans, but also in wheat. USDA lowered export projections for this marketing year, which we're just about to wrap up. It took it down another 20 million bushels. We're sitting at 925 million bushels. They have production for a new crop at 1.897 billion bushels. That's up 13 million over last year, despite a 2 million acre drop in plantings. Now, that's a pretty stark contrast when you look at record low plantings, and yet we're still going to produce more wheat. Almost all of that increase is coming from hard red winter wheat. We're at 780 million bushels. That's up 118 million over last year's production. Soft red is down 36 million at 250 million bushels. White wheat's down 6 at 230 million bushels. Now, they also lowered export projections for this next marketing year, down another 25 million. So we're sitting at 900 million bushel on exports. And frankly, that's probably going to be a win if we can even do that. When you look at the production potential from the rest of the major exporters, it's enormous. We're seeing an increase in Russian production. So this is what USDA projected, that Russian production would be 77 million tons, which is up 5 from last year. Well, already Sovcon out of Russia is estimating 83.5 million tons. So USDA is still 6 million tons below where the private guys out of Russia are estimating. In Ukraine, USDA estimating production will be up 4 million tons at 29 million tons. European Union up 17 million tons at 154 million tons. Argentina up 3 million tons. Australia up 5 million tons at 22.5. The U.S. basically unchanged. So when you look at the major exporters, north and south, the southern hemisphere, we're looking at a 34 million ton increase in production alone. That most of that is going to get pushed toward the export channel. So you can see the headwinds facing the U.S. market when, first of all, we keep tearing up trade agreements, and secondly, you've got this massive production coming at us. It's almost impossible to paint a bullish picture with this unless you get some major weather event, which is always possible, but certainly not on the horizon for these major exporters. What is interesting with a major with a major weather problem on the horizon is in China. The North China Plain has been trending significantly drier than normal. And it's not so much a wheat problem, but this could turn into a big-time corn problem. And that would be a saving grace for us if we had a trade agreement with them, if we didn't have tariffs all over the place with them and they with us. So this is something that, you know, could displace, you know, China could turn to Ukraine in Argentina, buy up all that corn, and that frees up the rest of the world for us. Either way, it certainly would become a positive picture for the corn complex. That's, at this point, that's really the only major trouble spot that we see. We've seen very good rains come across Ukraine and Russia, and that pretty much alleviated almost all the dry pockets for them. We haven't seen any really notable dry pockets in Europe. Here in the U.S., no. It's just too much rain everywhere. Canadian prairies had some dry pockets. They've seen some rain. So at this point, we don't see any major weather problems. Now, We've had a lot of rain across the Central Plains over the last couple of weeks. If that continues, they don't need any more. They need to be in the drying down phase at this point. And perhaps if it just keeps raining, that could spell trouble for the hard red winter wheat crop across the plains. It would make a lot of it potentially feed wheat, but it's still, you're still looking at a big crop of hard red. It just might become a quality issue and a harvest delay issue. But the bottom line is the world is looking at a significant increase in wheat production from the major exporters. That's going to spell trouble for the U.S. as we try to compete in this market. Our dollar has been quite strong. We are suffering from trade agreement. We just don't seem to be able. We're good at tearing up agreements, but we're not very good at replacing them, apparently. And we're unfortunately, our administration is learning that you can't negotiate with a hammer, and the countries just aren't going to do it. And so this poses a serious problem for the United States. But at this point, you know, at this point in time, we don't see any progress on those trade agreements, and we're looking at serious competition in the world market for wheat and corn and beans, for that matter. Now, that said, here we are early May. Usually, the market puts in a high right around this crop report. That's not going to happen. In fact, we're putting in a low. And I think that that's probably going to turn out to be a significant low. I think we'll catch here as we work our way through harvest. My guess is that the market will stabilize. We're probably going to settle into a trading range for a while. But I think that's the best that we'll do. If the market really has enough energy to keep pushing lower, you're really going to be compressing this wheat market, and that gets tough to do, especially at these lower numbers. But it doesn't mean we can't go lower, and it doesn't mean the market hasn't been lower. You know, a year ago, two years ago, we were lower, another 50 cents lower. So it's certainly possible to keep pushing. But from a seasonal standpoint, this is usually when you get a turn in the market, and typically it's a high. But this time, I would expect that we'll probably find our lows somewhere close to here. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.